This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how we should press towards our heart's desires. Recently, I told the story about how a homeless veteran spent his only $20 to help a woman who had run out of gas. And even if he experienced some fear in the moment with spending his last, he didn't allow that fear to hold him back from taking action. Sometimes we fear the unknown, so we decline to act. We fear giving away our last because we can't see how it will be replaced. Or we might fear leaving the job that our heart and soul left years ago, but we can't see around that proverbial corner to know that things will be all right. So we do what a phrase I heard years ago, which made me cringe, called quit and stay. We quit pursuing the desires of our heart and pressing towards greater, and we stay with what we know. So today, I'm encouraging us to do away with quit and stay. Let's not start 2018 with that. Instead, let's press towards desires of our heart. And as we do so, let us remember this treasured scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, once again, put your hand in God's and press towards greater.